Good Friday morning. I'm Jay Ogden of the Oakland Church of Christ. Let me pose a question. Why do people suffer? Mankind has wrestled with this question for the ages. Wise men have sought to come up with a suitable answer, and those answers have raised more questions than ever. Most want to not only want to wrestle with the problems of suffering, but with the question of the existence of God himself. The atheist is sure that since the innocent suffer, then there must not be a God. Others who would believe in God have offered the suggestion that he is not at all powerful, at least when it comes to eliminating suffering in the world. Still others argue that God is not all-loving since he obviously allows evil and suffering to prevail, even upon the righteous. Some would even go as far to say that man is alone in his struggle against evil and that God is actually his adversary. Some ancient and modern religions thought to try to explain it all by saying that evil is only an illusion. Modern thought and ancient philosophy cannot deal adequately with the problem of suffering as it pertains to the existence and actions of God Almighty. Only the Bible properly deals with the existence of God and the existence of suffering. But I've got to say that when you get through reading everything that the Bible has to say about God and suffering, you will still have questions. The Bible tells us all we need to know, but perhaps not all we want to know. There will always be questions about which we will never know the answers. The God revealed in the Bible is the creator and the sustainer of the universe and all that is in it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible makes no argument for the existence of God, it just plainly states it. It declares more than once that God is invisible, but his everlasting power and divinity can be seen through the things that have been created. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. It becomes clear that God created man as a free moral agent, capable of making decisions and choices. Now, if God is all-powerful, the Almighty God, he could have created robot-like beings that always did precisely what he said. He could have created an environment in which man would have had no temptation and lived in paradise on earth eternally. But God chose to let man choose between right and wrong and to suffer the consequences of the wrong choice. It has always been that way from the beginning and continues even to this present day. Pain and suffering are the consequences of man's choice to disobey God. That goes back to the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3. Women suffer the pains of childbirth because sin was introduced into the world. Argue with God all you want, but the Almighty can do whatever he pleases. He can make it so that the people suffer consequences for their wrongdoing. Through the prophet Isaiah, God declared, I form light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create evil, disaster, calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Chapter 45, verse 7. God brought a cataclysmic flood on the earth because mankind chose to rebel against him. Should I argue that God does not exist because multitudes died? Shall I suggest that God is not just or loving because the whole world perished except Noah and his family? Not me. Not today, not ever. When disaster strikes, shall I raise a fist in defiance against God and question his providence? Again, from the prophet Isaiah, we hear this declaration in chapter 45, verse 9. Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker. An earthenware vessel among the vessels of earth, will the clay say to the potter, what are you doing? Or the thing you are making say, he has no hands? People are always wanting to blame someone else for their wrong choices, and God gets his fair share of the blame. It doesn't occur to many that such suffering comes as a result of our own choices. Poor diet and bad habits practiced for 40 years can produce horrible diseases and distresses today. We might not have known that they were bad choices then, but that doesn't change the consequences. If a reckless driver drinks or does drugs and totals the car and causes much suffering for self or others, that obviously is the result of wrong choices. No one would have the right to say, why did God let this happen to me? Some would do as Job's wife insisted that he do, curse God and die. That is never a good option. Now what about Job? Why did he have to suffer? What about other righteous people that are subjected to suffering? Did Job suffer just so God and Satan could see which one would win the argument Satan raised? I seriously doubt that. Why did God allow Satan to inflict Job is never completely answered as far as I can tell. You read the whole book of Job and you won't find a satisfactory answer to that question. What you will find are mere men wrestling with the question and God saying that he is ultimately in control. We do learn that tribulation produces patience, so good can come out of suffering. If I can never adequately answer all the questions about God or why he lets some things happen, I can still abide in complete trust in him. Even if he were to explain it all, I have no reason to believe that I could understand it all. Romans chapter 11, verse 33 says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways." Ultimately, it is not what suffering does to us that is important. It's what suffering does for us that truly matters. Hope you have a wonderful and blessed Friday. If you are in our area, we would love to have you at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship, and again at 5 o'clock in the afternoon for worship again. We'd love to have you on Wednesday nights for Bible study. Also remember in James chapter 4, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Have a wonderful day.